Tonight's a very special event at the Green Music Center. It's going to be Mark Cohn there, along with the Blind Boys of Alabama. The five-time Grammy Award group will be there along with Mark Cohn at 7:30, Weil Hall at the Green Music Center. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is a member of the Blind Boys of Alabama, Ricky McKinney. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right myself, but you know what? I got to ask you, how excited are you to come to the Green Music Center here in Sonoma County? It's a pleasure having you.
Well, you know, I'm excited about being in California, being back on the West Coast, and it's good to be able to come to this center. We've been looking forward to having a wonderful time. Mark Cohn, he's a wonderful songwriter and singer, and we're going to bring the Blind Boys along to just try to enhance what he's doing. So together, we're going to have a wonderful time.
Ricky, you've been singing gospel music. You've been on the circuit for a long, long time, even before you hooked up with the Blind Boys of Alabama. You guys are sort of going along, playing revivals in churches, and then in the 2000s, you guys start winning Grammys. What do you attribute your success to and your popularity?
Well, you know, we enjoy what we're doing. And anytime you enjoy what you're doing, that makes a big difference. But what's from the heart reaches the heart. And the people can appreciate what we're doing because we sing straight from the soul. And I think with us being to appreciate our audiences and our audiences appreciate us, and we enjoy what we do, that's what makes it happen so well.
How well does your music mix with Mark Cohn's music?
Well, it's a wonderful mix. We have he wrote a song that is up for a Grammy with the Blind Boys. It's called Let My Mother Live Till I Get Grown. He wrote that song along with John Lemmethal. But the point is that we've had a concert with Mark before, and so we're gonna have a wonderful time. I mix just like two peas in a pod.
Ricky, you're the perfect person to ask this question to because I'm sort of confused by it. If you look you guys up, Blind Boys of Alabama, it's gospel singers. You were a gospel singer. Can anybody be a gospel singer? Can Katy Perry be a gospel singer? What is gospel music?
Gospel music is just good old, it's music that inspires you. Anytime you sing a song that inspires somebody, it doesn't have to be it could be a message song. It's still gospel. It still feeds the spirit. It still feeds the soul. Any music that feeds the soul can be recognized as a gospel song.
You know what's amazing, though, to read about you and also, of course, the group Blind Boys of Alabama is just how long you guys have been in the music industry itself. Not as a slide or anything, but you guys just keep going decade after decade. How do you keep doing that?
Well, we've learned that working together works, and people need people. And we have an open mind policy and an open door policy. If people can write a good song, a good spirit-filled song, we don't mind singing a song. It doesn't matter what gender you're in, as long as it's a good, clean song, somebody can get something out of the song, we will take the time to listen. And if we like it and we can come together, we'll sing a song. We have had opportunity to work with a lot of different artists from a lot of different genres, and we try to let people know that the Blind Boys are not too old. We're just getting older.
That's always a good thing. You know, one of the things I do like is that, you know what, your good singing voice usually stays the same throughout your life. Well, after childhood, that is. Do you feel like as spry as you once were, at least with your voice, as you were when you just started with the Blind Boys?
Yes, when I started with the Blind Boys, I was a drummer for the Blind Boys, and I was singing background. My voice hasn't really changed throughout the years. I still sound primarily the same to me, and I was recording before I went there, but I still bring it on. The time comes, I can still bring it.
What do you like to do after concerts?
Well, after concert, usually we'll go out and get something to eat. And then we come back to the room and relax. That's what I'm supposed to do.
All right. Ricky McKinney, thank you very much for your time and speaking to us about the Blind Boys of Alabama tonight at the Green Music Center. I wish you guys well.
I just want to tell everybody, if you want to have a good time, time. If you want to sing along, you want to be able to. If you're feeling bad, you want to feel glad. You want to feel something that maybe you never felt before, that haven't felt in a long time. Come out to see Mark Home tonight and the Blind Water of Alabama, because you're going to have a wonderful time when the boys are back in town.
Well said, well said. That is Ricky McKinney. He's a member of the Blind Boys of Alabama, and they are on tonight, 7:30 at the Green Music Center.